Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 17th, 2022. I'm Rich Strappolino. Meta will disable new political, electoral, and social issue ads during the week prior to the November 8th U.S. midterm elections. Ads running prior to that week will continue to run, but Meta will disable most edits during that window. Meta will continue its policy of not allowing posts or ads that misrepresent details of the voting process or spreading misinformation on the outcome of an election. TikTok went live with its midterms election center in the U.S. This provides state-by-state voter registration information, vote-by-mail instruction, and polling place locations using information from the National Association of Secretaries of State. TikTok partnered with Ballotpedia to display candidates on local ballots, and election results will be displayed from the Associated Press. Back in 2021, Victoria's Court of Appeals in Australia ruled that Google was the publisher of a defamatory article because its search results were key in communicating the piece to readers. Google appealed that case to the High Court of Australia. The court ruled 5-2 that Google was not the publisher, but merely facilitated access, as a hyperlink is merely a tool which enables a person to navigate another web page. According to the annual report from the UK's Office of Communications, young adults spent more time watching TikTok than broadcast television. This used two separate surveys. One from Ipsos estimated those 15 to 24 spent 57 minutes a day on TikTok. A separate survey from the Broadcasters Audience Research Board found that those 16 to 24 watched 53 minutes of broadcast TV daily. In that group, less than half watched more than 15 minutes a week on public service channels like the BBC or ITV. Lyft and autonomous vehicle company Motional have launched an autonomous taxi service to the public in Las Vegas using Hyundai Ioniq 5 EVs. The service has been in testing since CES 2018, but as of now, all Lyft customers in Las Vegas can request an autonomous vehicle ride for free without joining a beta program or signing an NDA, although that's subject to availability. Safety drivers will be on board for all rides, but customers also get a few extra features, like the ability to unlock doors from the app and start the ride once you're inside. The Verge and Windows Central sources say Microsoft will release the next major update for Windows 11, known as Sun Valley 2, on September 20th. The update will add tabs in File Explorer, a new task manager, apps folders in the start menu, new live caption and voice access accessibility features, and new gestures for touchscreens. Windows Central also reports Microsoft plans to release its first Moment update to add more features before the end of 2022. In Q2, Tencent reported its first ever quarterly revenue decline on the year, down 3% to 134.03 billion yuan, that's about 19.78 billion US dollars. Both revenue and profits missed analyst estimates. Gaming revenue across domestic and international markets fell 1% in the year to a combined 42.5 billion yuan. Chinese regulators approved three new Tencent mobile games in the quarter. Online ad revenue fell 18% on the year to 18.6 billion yuan. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple began talks with suppliers in Vietnam to mass-produce Apple Watches and MacBook Pros for the first time. Apple began to shift production out of China in 2020 when it shifted AirPods production to Vietnam, and increasingly makes iPads there as well. Amazon Prime Video has exclusive rights to NFL Thursday Night Football this season, and those streams will be included in the traditional Nielsen TV ratings. Nielsen has separate ratings for streaming TV, but has never included streaming viewer estimates in its traditional TV reports. Nielsen will use the same 42,000 homes panel it uses to estimate TV broadcast and cable ratings to measure Amazon viewership, primarily on TV sets. Intel's Arc desktop GPUs have been available in China since earlier this year, but now at least one card will be available stateside. Newegg listed the Arc A380 GPU for $139.99, shipping August 22nd. No word from Intel when other Arc GPUs will launch in the U.S. Adidas partnered with Zound Industries on the RPT-02 Sol solar-powered wireless on-ear headphones. These use a flexible light cell material called powerfoil that is screen-printed onto plastic and can charge under various light conditions. Fully charged, the headphones offer up to 80 hours of playback. They ship August 23rd for $229. Canonical announced that Ubuntu 22.04 long-term support, or LTS, users can now natively install Microsoft's .NET 6 development platform. Installing it is as simple as a sudo apt install .NET 6 command. Microsoft and Canonical said .NET installs on LTS distributions will receive timely security patches and new releases. WhatsApp released a native app for Windows, now letting users send and receive messages without linking to a phone. The company began work on a native macOS version as well. Meta will roll out an Add Your sticker to Reels on Instagram and Facebook, prompting followers to post Reels on a similar theme or topic. Meta introduced similar stickers to Stories last fall. Meta also opened its Stars virtual items to all eligible creators using Reels. And the company also launched auto-created Facebook Reels, which will compile previously shared Facebook Stories. Finally, AMD will announce its Ryzen 7000 CPU line in a YouTube livestream on August 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. The company will announce model numbers and have more information about the Zen 4 architecture and AM5 platform. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.